When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
DP, Austin Orman, Thursday, Old School, again, 402-464-5685. I was asking, it is officially like a pizza and wings night, right? I mean, football's on. Do we need an excuse to pizza and wings?
We're grown men.
Right?
No, we don't.
Right?
We can pizza and wings when we want a pizza and wings.
Right. And I just don't know how Lincolners.
You people. My people.
From a consumption standpoint when it comes to pizza, and I know that they have their local ties. I just want to know what the best pizza is. Like what your favorite pizza is. You don't have to say it's the best pizza, mm-hmm. but what's your go-to pizza? And I would follow it at some point soon. We need to have a pizza off. Like a pizza, just a blind taste test for pizza. Right? Mm-hmm. Where everybody gets to, you make the same three pies and blind taste test. You think folks would step up for that?
I would hope. Right. I would really hope. Right. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Wings and pizza? Pizza and wings? Is there a proper phrasing for that?
Not that I know of. You having a bad day? Whoever just texted that? Like,
is that a thing?
I don't know.
Bijo says Isles. Lazari's. 5604 says Lazari's. Isles has two. So 7449 says Isles.
See, if anyone from Lazari's is listening, I'm sorry. I just did not have the best experience the one time I was there. So Lazari's doesn't get the thumbs up for me. Gets the
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Fair to Midland quarterback?
Yeah. It's okay.
Like, I mean, it's pizza. It'll make do.
Yeah.
Yatia's?
Yaya's. That one's right down the street from us here. Yeah.
I've never been in there.
Yeah, Yaya's comes through. Yaya's is good. You're just there for my brother's birthday a month ago today, actually. It's good stuff. I like Yaya's.
Right. Mellow mushroom. I like it. I like eating mellow mushroom pizza there. I had a good experience there. I had a not good experience when picked it up, but I'm open. I won't write it off. Isles, Momo's. I don't think I've had Momo's.
I thought you were going to go there with the family. Did you not make it out there?
We didn't make it out there.
Ah,
we did not make it out there. Hmm. The buffalo chicken pizza from Mellow Mushroom is, Ramo's, Watering Hole.
Have not had Watering Hole Pizza, but I know Watering Hole comes through.
Is Godfather's still open?
Godfather's is still open. I'm told that the Columbus location is the best Godfather's.
But that doesn't work for me.
It does not. Godfather's is still solid.
So for Lincoln, your go-to. And if I asked what was Lincoln's pizza topping, best favorite, most popular pizza topping?
Like, I would not dare to speak for the city of Lincoln. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to be that guy. I will tell you that cheese pizza is not pizza. Just get cheese bread and dip it in marinara sauce. Pepperoni pizza, if that is your favorite.
Yeah, I'm fair with that. I'm actually with that. That cheese pizza, you're just getting cheese bread.
Right, and I'd rather dip it in marinara sauce than have the sauce put on the pizza.
Huh.
So that's where I'm at with cheese pizza.
Where are you with cheese pizza versus garlic bread cheese? Like
cheesy garlic bread?
Yeah.
Yes, I will eat cheesy garlic bread and dip it in marinara sauce a million times before I ever eat plain cheese pizza.
Okay.
And pepperoni really pizza is the next step up, but if you're still stuck on pepperoni pizza as your favorite, you are the same level of basic as if cheese pizza is your favorite.
But a good pepperoni pizza.
Maybe I had too much of it, but meat lovers pizzas, like you need pepperoni on it.
Yeah.
But I will eat beef pizza. I will eat sausage pizza before I eat pepperoni pizza.
I'm not in with the hamburger pizza. I mean, they're hamburgers all like legit. If you have hamburger on a pizza, it's cheeseburger pizza.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First of all, there's no hamburger pizza because there's cheese on it.
Val's hamburger pizza is where it's at for me.
Well, Insightful Dude says Val's diced ham and cream cheese. Now, I am not a cream cheese on pizza guy. I tried it, right? There was one that was here and I enjoyed it, but then I thought, this would have been a perfect pizza without the cream cheese.
Right.
Like, it didn't need the cream
cheese. No, it does not need the cream cheese.
Right? Like, it was just overkill.
Yes.
Okay, so I wasn't wrong, and it wasn't long. What is the Midnight Specials at Fireworks? I don't know what that is.
Let me look it up real quick.
You have to explain. Yeah, some of y'all, pastrami on pizza? No, we're not doing pastrami on pizza.
Ooh, okay, so the Midnight Special at Fireworks.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to go for because it does have cream cheese on it.
See?
But it is pepperoni, cream cheese, mushrooms, Parmesan, mozzarella, marinara.
Okay, so a couple of things. One, cream cheese on the pizza? No. Onions on the pizza. If you put onions, I am not a vegetable on pizza guy. I am not, okay? I am not a vegetable pizza guy. What are you even doing? Who hurt you? Who hurt you? Listen, you don't have to go meat lovers, but
don't go veggie lovers.
It made my throat just spasm at the idea of a veggie pizza. If you put green peppers or onions on your pizza.
Or mushrooms or olives.
None of that.
Leave it.
None of that. None of that.
No.
None of that. Not happening.
And pineapple does not belong on pizza.
I'm trying. Like,
it's a fruit.
I'm trying. I don't understand. Like, it's not for me.
It shouldn't be for anyone. If you don't live in Hawaii, you should not like pineapple on pizza.
Supreme is supreme. But I don't. I've never. You ready for this? I've never enjoyed a supreme pizza.
Correct.
I've never enjoyed a supreme pizza.
Why do you need the peppers and the mushrooms and the olives when you could just have the pepperoni and the ham?
Well, it's that means there's no discernible taste in it.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's just a pile of veggies on a sauce that isn't. Are you telling me you would grill onions with like marinara sauce and cheese? Right, like
couldn't be me. Could not be me.
Like, I'm trying to understand, right? Lazari's Rick Ross pizza, spiced chicken and pepperonis. I could. Now, Jeremy, you did a thing that I... Okay. So, jalapeno corrects a lot of veggie mistakes. So jalapeno is a vegetable, right?
Yeah, it's a pepper.
It's a pepper.
Yeah.
So that may. Okay, Brandon and I re-signed with the Niners 4 years.
Yeah. I will say someone brought up Casey's Pizza. Casey's Breakfast Pizza.
I could almost say that jalapeno is the only vegetable I want on a pizza. Because it, Austin, it's the pepperoni thing. If you get a pepperoni pizza and then you add jalapenos to it, okay.
Starting to talk.
Okay. Like I can chicken bacon ranch pizza. I've never had it. I come from a family of pepperoni and sausage pizza eaters. Thin crust, regular crust, whatever crust you want to put it. And I've become a thin crust guy as I got older. That I want less bread than topping. I don't want more bread.
And see, I don't want to eat my pizza on a club cracker.
But I kind of like the crunch of it.
I respect it. Right?
I kind of like the crunch of it. But my family, we were pepperoni and sausage. And then if you were fancy, extra cheese.
Mm.
If you were fancy. So, okay. We need to take a break and we'll come back. We'll finish this out. We'll land on whatever my dinner is going to be tonight. I appreciate you all because you're helping me make tough decisions. My wife would tell you I'm bad at making dinner decisions, so y'all are being helpful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.